Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening, folks. I hope you're well. Hope you're keeping safe. We were just discussing before we came on the radio the new madness that seems to have gripped the world post-lockdown. Oh, isn't it just fantastic? And you just look at it and just go, what part of this are you not getting that you need to keep yourself safe and your family safe? So I really do hope that you are doing that right here, right now. So, what are we talking about this evening? Well, it's another goodie. You know, acknowledging your true self rather than the self that you want to show to other people. You know, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, that you move beyond the realm of your senses and begin to introduce yourself to the universal consciousness that is the giver of your life. You know, you develop a relationship with this greater intelligence, telling it who you have been and what you want to change about yourself, and admitting what you've been hiding. You know, owning up to who you truly are and what your part, you know, and your past mistakes, and we've all made them, have been, and asking to be accepted is probably one of the most challenging things for us to do as humans. Think how you felt when you were a child, when you had to fess up to your parents and teacher or a friend, having those guilty, you know, the feelings of guilt, shame, anger, you know, which are now changed because you're an adult. Most likely you're still experiencing them, but they're not as strong. Or as strongly, you know, what makes achieving healing possible is knowing that we have to admit our faults and failures to a higher power. You know, at least it's not to another similarly flawed human. But as a result, when we admit to ourselves and to the power, there is no punishment, no judgment, no manipulation, no emotional abandonment, no scorekeeping, no rejection, no loss of love, no damnation, no separation, and no banishment. All of which precede the acts that are derived from the old thoughts of God, which have been shrunk into the likeliness of an insecure man. Right and wrong, positive, negative, success, failure, love, hate, heaven and hell, pain and pleasure, and fear and more fear. These traditional models must be addressed because one must enter this consciousness with a new consciousness. So that's what Matthew and I will be discussing. Talking about our experiences of this enigma, if I can get my teeth in. we all call it innate intelligence. It's chi, ki, prana, the divine mind, spirit, the quantum, life force, infinite mind, the observer, universal intelligence, the quantum field, the invisible power, mother, father, God, cosmic energy or a higher power. Regardless of what name you give it, we must see this energy as an unlimited source of power within you and around you, which you can utilize and create. Around I call it the soup of energy that surrounds us, and is part of us. It is actually part of every single cell of our body. We are divine right the way through. It's like in England we talk about Brighton Rock, the rock that has the name right the way through the candy, and it's stamped with Brighton. Well, we're stamped with a divine stamp that runs right the way through us. And every part of us is part of that energy field. And when you realise that, you realise there's no separateness. As I was saying earlier on, we were talking a little bit before we came on air about the madness of releasing lockdown, and people have come out of this as if they've been released from prison and they're just suiting themselves. And they're doing some extraordinary behaviour. And not everybody, by the way, I'm not saying everybody's behaving in a thoughtless way. But there's a fair few on the planet right here, right now, that suddenly go, we're released and we're just going to take care of our needs. And we've been locked down for so long and we need to go to the beach and we need to breathe fresh air and we need sea air. And, they're forgetting to pick up the garbage or rubbish behind them. Mm. They're camping illegally on beaches. They're not using public conveniences. They're just peeing and unfortunately pooing all over the place because some of the public conveniences are not open because people weren't expecting thousands and thousands and thousands of people to head down that way. And in the UK we've had gridlocks, we've had fights, we've had all sorts of things going on, and you look at it and go, if we really understood that we were part of this innate intelligence and therefore there is no separateness in the soup, in the field, then, if we respect ourselves, we should be able to respect others. And I look at it and I just go, well, that is just showing how little respect everybody has for themselves. We didn't go through all of this so that we would, then have a second spike, or we would infect a whole bunch of new people who've not had the disease. And it's just looking at it and realising that if we get in touch with innate intelligence, we would love ourselves more, and therefore we could love other people more. Therefore, we would be more considerate. So anyway, I've had my little bit of a rant, and I'm going to hand over to Matthew before I say something that will get me into hot water.
No, I think very, very gratefully said, Penny, because it, like I say, it brought it up for me. I mean, the one thing that I've been noticing is just how many more people I've been connecting with just across the street and when you're out and about. Smiling. I had to get some DIY bits the other day and spent half an hour in a queue and had a conversation with a husband and wife that I thought about it afterwards, and it was like, ordinarily I probably would have buried my head in my phone or something, but there are a huge amount of people that have changed their behaviour in a massive way, or maybe not changed it but just extended it. So rather than just saying hello to people that you see in the shops, it's saying hello to people that you see in the street. So I think what's been kind of nice is reflecting on how do I feel about what people are doing. It's like, yeah, unfortunately, right here, right now, we've got a few thousand people acting like idiots, like complete prats. But the majority are staying safe and being responsible. Mm. And I think it is that bigger picture. I mean, I'm not doing a lot of the things that I would love to do, even if I'm allowed to do them, if it could sort of harm somebody else. I like, there's a lot of stuff that I've just reined back on. I don't go out as much as I only go out when I need to, not when I want to, sort of thing. And it's just being sensible, because we're not all the way through this yet. But it is that having a, as Penny said, there's lots of explanations or terms of sort of for what we're talking about, and it's whatever your perception of that is. And for me, it is, it's that cosmic consciousness where we're all one and we're all connected. And if more people realise that, like as Penny said, if you treated everybody how you would like to be treated, like the world would be an easier place. And it's just so interesting. I love these shows because, as Penny was talking, there's so much that's been happening within my life recently, certainly with clients. And I've grown so much and learnt so much just in training them and going through certain situations with them, which at certain points I've had to show vulnerability. I've had to show sort of strong boundaries. But it's because it's not only is it helping that person grow, it's using empathy and the training that I've been given. And it just allows relationships and everything to expand so much. When you're in the flow and you're training people how to really connect with their true self, you have to help them break through barriers of behaviours, which, I mean, we all have. They're created over years of sort of suppressed emotions and experiences that we've gone through and made sort of also mental decisions on. And unconsciously we change our behaviour. So all the stuff that before the work that I did, and don't get me wrong, I'm not through it now. I have stuff come up, but it's knowing how to blast through it straight away and not get stuck in it and it not really affect you. I mean, very much, I had a grieving process with losing my brother earlier this year. And talking to Penny, I was well aware of what the situation was going to be, and it was taking myself out of it and dealing with the emotion when I needed to, but then just sort of moving on and very much having a bigger picture around things. And everything is a process. And I think what we're talking about, for me, I mean, in the last show I was saying at different points and at different steps, for me I realised a lot more. So it was really, really that connection with life that I'd really never felt before that just expanded, that made me really more comfortable with terms like God and the divine and things like that. Because to me, it didn't matter whether you reference it as cosmic energy or higher power or the force, if you're a Star Wars fan, it doesn't matter, because we're all talking about the same thing, really. And I would hide behind, and it was like, well, I'm comfortable with saying it's a life force energy, because I had done Reiki, and so Chi and Ki and Prana, that all made sense. Excuse me. But I wasn't necessarily comfortable with the spirit side of things at first. But then the more I did, and the more my consciousness was stretched, and the more connection I felt, you can't make that connection up. You can't cheat that feeling. And to be very, very honest, the only reference to the amazing feeling I get naturally in my daily life, and also it's personified in meditation, the only reference I could, or the only thing I could say was similar to, was taking ecstasy back in the 90s. And that might seem like not the greatest comment, but it's a physical feeling, and I've never had something that was that physical without taking something. So when I really, really felt it, that's when I knew it was like the truth. So that's when I was more comfortable with using terms like the divine and God and spirit, because I realised actually we're all talking about the same thing, and it doesn't matter. God doesn't care what you call him, so it really doesn't matter. But it is that constant expansion, I would say, of self that helps you really gain that. I mean, I think, I don't know what Penny view on it, but what is there a, because I know you've worked with a lot more people on the spiritual development side of things, is there a sort of like a time frame where people really, it not sort of it takes to wake up, but
well, it can take anything to actually get to the stage where you start thinking beyond self, and you start to realise that, you know, you want to make an effort in, you know, people usually start with self-development. So, you know, they listen to people who talk the talk, and they may be vaguely interested in that. Mm. You know, listening to different people, maybe, you know, not so much now on a train or at a bus station, because of social distancing, but yeah, or maybe it's a podcast or something that you see, you know, you're drawn to something and you start listening to it and you think, actually, that person is not talking a whole bunch of BS. What they're actually yeah. saying actually resonates with me. You know, it found a home in me. So you listen more and, you know, you may sort of dip your toe into maybe doing a workshop, or as I said, listening to a podcast, or maybe doing some online training, and you actually begin to talk the walk. So somebody is showing you, yeah, you know, a guide is showing you the way. Yeah. Maybe it's someone like me, or maybe it's somebody like Matthew, and you start to attract people who look at you and go, actually, you know, it's pucker, as we would say in the UK. it makes sense to me, and it resonates with who I would like to be. You may not be there yet, but it may be, you know, it may be someone like Gandhi or Mother Teresa or somebody you actually begin to resonate with, and you think, actually, they've got some good traits, and maybe I would like to take on board some of those traits. So you talk the walk, and then you begin to maybe go to workshops, maybe, as I was saying, do online training now, not necessarily face-to-face stuff, and you listen more, because you start to go into this, what I call the sponge phase of your life. You know, you can't get enough of it. You actually want to know how the universe works and what makes you tick, and what are you talking about when you're talking about authentic self compared with normal self. And, you know, you literally become that sponge, and you become a student of humanity, what I would call a student of humanity. And you start looking, oh, we're in a break, so... I'm talking again. So we'll talk to you once we get through the break, and we'll talk a little bit more.
Great.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, so we're back. So we were talking about the process, and probably I've missed one. We usually start off reading a book, maybe looking at a book, being introduced to it. Maybe someone's told you to read The Secret or whatever it is. And then we start discussing that and talking the talk. Then we talk the walk, okay? And this is when an awful lot of people do spin off because it's too hard. You don't know what to do next. Maybe you do sign up for some workshops and you become a workshop junkie where you go from one workshop to another with no real goal in mind. And then you start to look at it and go, okay, so maybe I'll do some of these things, but maybe you do a workshop or you do a what we call an intensive retreat or something like that, and you've been taught a whole bunch of processes and you keep it up for a few days after the workshop, and then suddenly it all flies out the window and you start going back to your old ways, and again you feel like you've got to do another workshop in order to get that feeling back. So that's talking the walk. Then you go, if you commit, then you go on to walk the walk. You're actually doing, you're committing to doing the processes that you were taught during that time, and you do them consistently. And once you do them consistently, that's when you start to wake up. And if you start to wake up, then life suddenly takes on a totally different colours. It goes from being black and white into multi-dimensional colours. And that's really exciting stuff. And then as you have more experiences and you have, you know, it's like you check it out. This is so human, it's untrue. But it's like you check the divine out. You know, are you really omnipresent? You know, like, yeah, you can help me. You are around. And you actually start getting some answers and some experiences. And boy, oh boy, it's like your life takes on a totally different way of being. And then you eventually, after time and after these experiences, and it may take some years, you eventually start to walk your own walk. Yeah, this is when you are authentically yourself. This is when you start to remember who you truly are. And when I say remember, I mean gathering all sorts of aspects of self and bringing them into your core so you know we talk about your stuff, you know, your mistakes and everything else, and everything else that you are, you know, all the archetypes that crowd in around you, and you know your breadth and depth. You know where you start, you know where you finish, you know where you what your sort of stress points are or your trigger points are, and you know how to deal with them so that you can keep in what I call as she coughs alignment. You can keep, you know what your bottom line is, you know your beliefs, You know your moral code. You know everything about yourself. So you know who you are authentically. And once you know who you are authentically, your true self, then you don't look at vulnerability as a weakness. You look at vulnerability as a strength. And you can tell your story without getting triggered by emotion. Yeah? And when you can tell your story without being triggered by emotion, that's when you become incredibly impactful. Yeah? Because people get it without you having to burst into tears and say, oh, this is what happened. You know, that, you know, if you burst into tears when you're telling your story, it's an indicator that you need to do some more healing around it. Yeah?
Yeah.
If you can talk about it and keep your sense of self, your true sense of self, the emotion, people will get it because they get it 100%. But these are the guys who give TEDx talks and TED talks and can hold an audience of thousands spellbound with what they're saying. And that is when you know you are walking your own walk, because actually nobody's opinion actually matters to you that much, because you are in connection with your authentic self, your higher self. And if you're in connection with your authentic self and higher self, you are in connection with the divine. So, you know, you don't need people to tell you that black is white and white is black. You can see that quite plainly for yourself. Yes? So it's perfectly okay to talk through with somebody if you've got a great idea or you want to just check out with a friend. Or, you know, sometimes I check out with Matthew if I want the male perspective on something, and I go, am I being very womanish on this? And maybe I need to look at this slightly differently. And it's always great to have friends who can help and support you. But no friend actually means that much. I know that sounds awful, but I'm not trying to take away from the fact that I love Matthew tremendously. It's my relationship, the most important relationship you ever have is with the divine. The second most important relationship you have is with yourself. And everything else comes third. And you know, when I was, some years ago, 14 years ago now, when I first met my husband, Luke, when I said that to him, this is the way I live. This is who I am. God will all, you know, the divine will always come first. I need to come second. And then you and the family come third. Because if you don't live that way, and I call it divine selfishness, if you cannot love yourself, how can you love somebody else? Truly love somebody else, unconditionally love somebody else, if you cannot accept and unconditionally love you. And you learn that by loving the divine. So, again, that's my take on it. And I'll hand over to
you. Yeah, absolutely. And it is, I mean, for me, it was certainly a process of years. And then you're always moving forwards, and I feel like I'm at the stage where I've sort of broken out, and I'm just really enjoying the connection to everything, and life just expanding, and just, yeah, it really is just amazing. And it's Penny that sort of pointed out that it's because of the work that I've done that's sort of creating the results I'm seeing, of all the different changes within life, and it's a fabulous experience. And I know a lot of people within lockdown have sort of felt a spiritual pull or a sort of an awakening. So that's sort of what we wanted to talk about this, really, because so many people are finding it sort of actually a really difficult time, because when you become empathetic in a time like we're going through, it can be very confusing, because you start looking at life as if everything's a lie and nothing's genuine. So I know a lot of people can struggle with that, and that is because if you're not able to sort of process some of the emotions that you're going through at the time, so when you look at the behavior that people are doing and you have an emotional reaction, if you can work through the emotion and get the sort of the gold, as we would say, around the situation, it doesn't tug, it doesn't pull. But when all you're seeing is people doing outrageous behavior and you're becoming more empathetic and it seems like the world's going crazy, a little bit of information can be really useful. And I mean, meditation initially can be really good with getting to know yourself and where you're at emotionally, just by sort of sitting and being with yourself with no other distraction, but just from an awareness point of view. But yeah, it's really important for people to sort of realize that there are sort of good sources of information if you are struggling or if you're not sure what the next stage is. I've got to be very honest, I did find this very easy, but that's very much down to the training I did with Penny and the attitude as well. Because although Penny's very passionate about teaching spirituality, it's not pushed on you. And it's very much like, when you're ready, you'll understand. And when you get it, you'll know. And go and test it, because that's how I got to find out this information. So that's what I sort of loved about my journey, is actually I found it very, very easy, but purely because of the amount of information I've had and some of the training, I have found it very easy. In some of my current situations, working with other professionals, I was going through a stage where I was getting fully qualified on my group facilitation and was still a bit unsure as to where I was hanging out on the ladder against other professionals. And it's not about me, but what I've realised is the tools that I've collected in my tool bag and the way in which I've been taught to use them is sort of incredible, like completely life-changing for people. I don't have small results, it's huge fundamental results, and it's the results that I had with Penny along the way. But you really cannot beat a good source of truth, because I know, I mean, as a professional and an expert in this field, I see so much stuff on various different Facebook groups and social media that don't have an ounce of truth to them and can be very, very confusing and misleading to people. So that's why I really love doing the shows, because we can get passionate about a subject that we've got a lot of expertise around and a lot of knowledge and help people out. And it's like Penny and I have always said, we used to do these shows and they were so entertaining, because you'd have some absolutely fantastic energy medicine workers, plant medicine workers, and then you would have people that just, if you tuned in and sort of asked what they doing, I got nothing. And I said to Penny, I'm getting nothing, I keep tuning in, and it's because nothing was happening. So there was this broad spectrum of people that were very good at what they do, but then people that just didn't seem to have any connection. And we used to have a wild time at these shows. And I remember there was one day, and I think I said to Penny, it was like, well, we did some treatments and it was really good. And I was hoping to sort of get people on some of the courses, and it's a shame that didn't happen. And Penny said, you know, there was one guy that came at the end, and I think he booked into a Reiki one or something with us. But it's like, if you were only there for that one person, and all day that was the only person that was meant to hear you, it makes it worthwhile. So it's like, even if one person is inspired listening to this show, it makes this well worthwhile. And I'd like to think it would inspire more, but it's not about numbers. But I just love talking about sort of the experience I've had, because again, a lot of the people that I speak to, when they talk about their spiritual awakening, there's almost years of diversion and that sort of thing. And I found it really easy, and it's not about me. It's a formula. So, it is that scientific approach that I think really helped me push forwards, and I think helps other people.
Yeah, I think also, you know, obviously a lot of people who have been drawn to work with me, you know, look at my, you know, my scientific background and go, oh, okay, fair enough. She understands, you know, obviously, you know, being a nurse for 22 years, you know, obviously she understands, and she's a nurse. And one of the guys who I worked with at the very beginning, I think he was a spiritualist and very into spirit. And he was a trance medium and various other bits and pieces, but he didn't want to necessarily go too deep with me. But then he remembered I was a nurse, and he just basically shared with me, well, if I have a heart attack in the middle of this, doing these breathing exercises, I know Penny will get me round because she's a nurse. and I just had to laugh, and I went, well, you know, hey, that's true. And it was really just quite funny, because it's amazing how many of us will actually just, I can't go there because I don't feel safe. And without actually talking about why they feel unsafe, and it may well be something in their history or their past or a dodgy relationship or something that has gone on that makes them feel unsafe within self. And instead of actually doing some of that healing, they just go, well, I just don't think it's good. No, this doesn't feel right. Whereas in fact, when you explore why it doesn't feel right, you actually allow yourself to dialogue with self. And then, you know, when we're talking about who is the person we show to other people, you can actually start to relax into self. And when you're happy with self and you relax into self and you begin to understand and know who your authentic self is, then, as I said, nothing that touches you will push you off centre. Nothing, you know, or you may be pushed off centre, but momentarily, and you'll come back to your authentic self. Anyway, here's another break. So we'll talk to you after the break.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So, hi, we're back. So, I just wanted to talk a little bit about when I talked at the very beginning about there is no punishment, no judgment, no manipulation, no emotional abandonment, no scorekeeping or rejection, loss of love, damnation, separation or banishment. Because, you know, when I say that to people the first time they ever hear me say it, they just go, you know, what are you talking about? I can remember when, you know, I stole a sweet from somebody and I got punished for it. And at the same time, I felt judged, and actually I felt manipulated by my mother or whatever it is. And people go through their mind to find evidence that there is punishment, there is judgment, there is manipulation, etc. But when I talk about this, you know, as a result, when we admit to ourselves that that power is omnipresent, there is no punishment, because actually who punishes us the most? And when we look at it, we punish ourselves. Who judges us the most? Ourselves and our inner voices. Who manipulates us most? Ourselves and our inner voices. There is no emotional abandonment if you go back to the source or the divine. We will emotionally abandon ourselves, and we will feel it when people leave, or a relationship that we were attached to finishes, or for some other reason our mind says that this is what is going on. Actually, there is no emotional abandonment. You know, even when my father died some 10, 12 years ago now, you know, yes, I was sad, very, very sad that I wouldn't be seeing him every day. But he didn't abandon me. He left because it was time for him to leave. And, you know, scorekeeping, you know, we've all seen relationships where, you know, it looks like a tennis match at Wimbledon, where, you know, one person says one thing, someone knocks it back, and then it's bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, and it's a full-on fight for, you know, on the centre course of Wimbledon, or that's what it feels like. And, you know, I come from a region in the UK called Liverpool, which is, you know, where the Beatles came from, and it was very, you know, you know, the one thing about Liverpool is that, you know, a great statement that was said the other day was, well, we don't worry about colour in Liverpool, it's just whether you're red or blue. they're talking about the two different Everton, one football club, and Liverpool, which is obviously another football club. You know, it was a port and it's, you know, it's multiracial. And you look at it and the wit, though, in Liverpool, the humour, the wit, the, you know, taking the Mickey or extracting the Michael out of somebody was how they lived. You know, it was very, an awful lot of our comedians come from there. But, you know, scorekeeping was very much part of their way of life. And it's not necessarily very helpful to other people. You know, I think the Australians call chopping people off, you know, chopping their heads off or taking them out at the knees. And scorekeeping is not nice behaviour. Again, no rejection, you know. Again, the person that rejects us the most is ourselves. There's no loss of love, no damnation. You know, again, that old theory of God pointing down and saying, don't make me come down there. You know, and actually saying, right, you're not getting in. You know, heaven and hell. You're not getting into my home, you know. There is no separation between us, because when we actually talk about the soup of humanity, the soup of spirit, and realise we're all of energy, you know, we're not an island, and there's no banishment, you know. And looking at all of those things, again, we look at it and go, this is all really man-made, but actually we are bigger than just man. And when I'm talking about man, I'm talking about woman too. You know, the man is not the author of this story. The divine is. And the divine, it's all about unconditional love. And love will conquer all. So in handing over to Matthew, and I'm sure he will conquer all.
Yeah, we certainly won't fix it with fighting, will we? So it is really, and that's when you look at some of the behaviours and just think, whoa, people are just so disconnected from life. And it's a comment that I like to use and say that, you know, worse a person's behaviour, the chances are it reflects the pain they've been in. So it helped me not to judge when I see outrageous behaviour, because I think, well, you know, to behave like that, you've got to be in a lot of pain. And it helps me to have empathy. It really is an amazing time that we're living in at the moment with the global sort of lessons that we're getting. It is all coming back to, we need to love ourselves and we need to love each other more. And as Penny said, we've learned how not to. And in very many ways, we've become a slave to the machine, and we've imprisoned ourselves and our spirits, because we've just been, or for me, I was living a boring life. I mean, apart from all my trauma and everything like that, before I obviously dealt with it, life was rubbish. And when you realise that having a connection with life, and when you gain that authenticity, when I let go of material attachment, I actually attracted more material stuff. But until I let go of the attachment, I didn't attract more. And it is that whole thing that when you're wanting for something and you're convinced that it will change your life, or it'll help, or perhaps distract you. It's something we often find with wealthy clients. They can have all the money in the world, all the cars, all the houses, all the boats, have all the holidays, but if they don't have themselves, what's the point? And a lot of people say, I can buy stuff for my wife with no problem at all, but I wouldn't spend a penny on myself. And it's like we do everything for everybody else, and we're just ignoring ourselves the whole time. And it was one of the most amazing things for me when, and that's when life really expanded, when I just surrendered to it and just was like, right, well, I'm just going to do things a different way now. Mm. And yeah, life just totally expanded. And I did not realise that I'd become sort of, I can't remember the term that you used, Penny. It was like spiritual generosity or something like that. Yeah. But I was generosity, in a place where... Yeah.
Generosity yeah, where and spirit.
Yeah, and I was in a place where I was naturally using that and giving it out, but not even realising I was doing it. It was just a pattern of behaviour that I'd clearly thought, right, well, from here on in, it's clean and it's... Yeah, and when someone reflects it back to you, you think, oh, great. And you just keep doing more of that. And it's when you do little things like that that completely expand. And usually sort of earlier on, like Penny was saying, you might read a few books. Generally, one of the first things that a lot of people tune into and it makes a big difference is gratitude. And just having gratitude for everything that you have, and that can really sort of start a real big connection of being actually really grateful for what you've got. And then it expands from there. And it, for me, it was just such a wild journey. I mean, it's been so much fun and continues to be fun all the time. And in fact, it gets more fun. So it is just such an amazing journey. And I love being able to teach people as I've been taught, because ultimately I may be a step behind Penny, but I'm a step in front of a lot of people. And
hey, don't do yourself down.
Well, no, it is. We're all on the same path. It's,
yeah,
so,
absolutely. And essentially, we're all perfect right here, right now. It's just we've forgotten. You know,
yeah.
And this is part of the journey is, as I said earlier on, it's the remembering who we truly are. We are already perfect. There's a spark in us that is already enlightened. We've just lost it over under a ton of swamp, and we need to dig into the swamp and actually pull out those pearls beyond price. You know, it is just one of those things, I think. You know, one of the things, and this may be helpful to the people out there who are in relationships, is one of the great games that my husband and I play sometimes is the acknowledgement game. Because we tend to, life continues, and when you've got kids and all sorts of different duties and work and everything else, we forget to acknowledge each other. So we use what we call the acknowledgement game, and it's usually when we're in the car, actually, or if we've, you know, because we don't have very many misunderstandings, but when we do, it's a case of lack of communication and somebody hasn't told the other person something. So, you know, acknowledging each other and just going, you know, I love it when you know, my husband at the moment is looking like a Greek god with this amazing tan because we've had these, you know, these amazing hot days. And, you know, he turns brown like there's no tomorrow, whereas I'm a lot paler and I go red and peel. So I'll say things like, oh my God, it's the Greek god, you know, you're looking really tanned, you're looking really healthy, or something like that. Or just turning around and saying, thank you for making that meal, and acknowledging him and acknowledging, you know, maybe he's taken our son out for a scooter, you know, taking him to the park, which we're now allowed to use from the 4th of July. We'll be back in parks, so that would be nice. But we'd be using the canal for him to go up and down because it's got a path. Or acknowledging somebody, saying, you know, the gratitude is real important, but also the acknowledgement game is really important.
Mm.
Because when you acknowledge somebody and you acknowledge maybe something they've done for you, you know, they feel so much better, don't they? And we know this.
Mm.
They feel grateful and so much better. And it's even more important to acknowledge your partner or your friend or whatever it is, your housemate or whoever it is. And when you actually do that, what you're actually doing then is you're back in the flow with the chi, the ki, the prana. Everything flows really well. And there's a happiness. There's a happiness within you that you've acknowledged somebody, but also the person that you've just acknowledged. They just go, oh, gee, thank you for noticing. You know, that's really good, thank you. And, you know, for me, it's been something that my husband and I have played at, you know, a lot over the last 14 years. And it just helps. It helps. So is there anything else you wanted to add, Matthew, before we finish? We've got about 2 minutes, I think.
No, no. I think very much just be kind to each other. If you need any help and guidance, get in touch. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
Yeah. The UK is definitely, I think we're meant to be having storms later tonight. So, hey, enjoy yourselves. And we'll see you next week. Take care.